goes into the river right below Rhine.
This is
Beaver Ditch.
Does it go in on the west side or on the east side?
Well, it on the, well, what you'd call the north side of the river.
Right up there, just before it makes the bend.
Yeah.
What will flow into a creek? What do you call a stream that goes into a creek?
A stream that go into the creek.
Oh,
some little branches. There was a little branch out there that comes to our horsebacks, and we call it Militia.
Militia.
And back this side, up there, Turk Creek and Mouse Run. That's out as I go on. There's three little creeks out there. And then South Mud's out there, too.
Mouse Run, huh? Mouse Run what?
Mouse Run and let's see, Turkey Creek and Mouse Run and that Militia. It comes down through the horseback.
Now, Militia's a branch? How about Mouse Run? Is that a creek or a branch?
It's just, it's 2 or 3 miles long. Gets swimming. To a horse.
Now is that, you say it gets swimming to a horse, is that because the river backs up in there?
No, it gets banked full and swim off.
My goodness, normally or just in wet weather? Is that all the time it's banked
full? No, just when it comes big rain or something, run down half a day.
Is it usually dry?
Yeah.
Where a creek meets the river, the river will be here and the creek will come in and water will back up in the creek?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, that's backwater. Got a lot more to call it.
I think I've asked you before, but how do you water your stock?
Well, we've got tanks and we got a windmill there at the house. And I've got a concrete dam in the creek back up there. It backs it up about over half a mile. Never have been plumb dry, and it's been in there, I guess, 30, 35 years.
My goodness, is it full of fish?
Oh, there's a good many fish in there.
Big ones or little ones?
Oh, yeah, mostly chug-headed cats, maybe that long. Some about like that.
Do you fish it?
I don't fish it much. I used to sail a lot, but...
You're giving that up, huh?
I don't like to sit down and wait.
Yeah. If you're going to build a tank, where do you build it? What do you look for?
Well, I tell you, we look for a good place to build it. Now, I don't like too much of a dream because it runs around, cuts your dam out too bad. I like a deep tank, around 20 to 25 foot deep. But most people have about 5 or 6 foot deep.
I imagine they lose a lot of their water from evaporation.
Yeah, they do. And a flat tank won't hold the water like a small place. Don't evaporate. I like a good deep tank, standing around 15, 20 foot deep.
Well, where do you build it?
In the hollers.
Valleys or gullies or what?
Yeah, well, you'd call them hollers or gullies, whatever.
Are these places that have washed out or?
No, they're just hollers along, you see. I got one place.